This week in Drone News, we have three exciting stories for you. The first one is the Inspire 3 is finally here. Yeah, that's right. You read that right. Also, we have a PSA for you to make sure that you check your currency. It's that time of the year. And then lastly, a device that will make DJI drones NDAA compliant. That's also a big deal. Let's get to it. Your first story this week is finally DJI releasing the Inspire 3 after years and years and years of rumors and is this drone gonna ever exist? Well, it's here. We get the upgrade to the Inspire 2. It's got a beautiful 8K 75 frame per second camera on it, the same one that you find on the Ronin 4D, the E-mount lenses, the RTK, and then also the new OQ-Sync, which is O3 Pro, a bit of an upgrade from the O3 Plus that we've seen in the past on the last few drones. Now, you also get capabilities to stream at 4K at 30 frames per second using the DJI RC Plus controller. Yes, it also gets a new controller, although that controller is the same one that you see on the Matrice 30, for example. Flight time, surprisingly, only increased from 23 minutes to 26 minutes, and it's going to be using the TB51 batteries. If you're familiar with the original Inspire 2, it was using the TB50 batteries. As far as the flight time, which I was surprised when I heard it was only 26 minutes, my guess is that it's a little bit heavier because of the size of the payload, and the battery technology just hasn't improved all that much since, but that's still kind of interesting here. The i3 will also be using the Pilot 2 app, and which is an app that we've seen for the enterprise drones, and then the X9 camera has that resolution of 8K 75 frame, we mentioned that already, 804,000 dual native ISO, which is also a big deal, and 14 stops of dynamic range. All the footage will be saved to a 1 TB internal SSD, which was also the case for the Inspire 2, but this one can write up to 900 megabit per second, which is fast. On top of everything, the Inspire 3 can have the pilot and camera operator with two different controllers, which we also saw on the Inspire 2, so I think people will enjoy that. And then compatibility with the 4G dongle from DJI that will allow you to do BV loss, beyond visual line of sight operation, obviously within the regulation, which is, not so easy at this stage. So we're excited to get our hands on it and start shooting some awesome videos with it, and we'll keep you posted on how cool it is. All right, second story this week. This is to everyone, especially those that took 2 years ago ALC 677 on FAAsafety.gov. Now, if you're not familiar, this is the training that you have to do in order to get current. Now, we first saw this training the first week of April 2021, so it means that, it's time to do it again. Obviously, if you did it in April 2021, you will be good until the end of April 2023. That's how 24 calendar months works, but make sure that you go. It's on FAAsafety.gov to do it. It's free. It only takes about 2 hours to go through the course. I know some of you decide not to do that, but it's always a good idea to get a refresh, especially if this is not something that you do on a regular basis. And then the exam at the end, you can't really fail it, so it's going to be corrected to 100%. Make sure you save that document somewhere where you can show it to the FAA in case you get RAM checked. And then from here, you'll be ready for another 24 calendar months. And the final story this week is a product announcement from our friends at DroneSense, the Texas-based company. They have announced that they plan on producing a new communication device that can be attached to any public safety drones that would bypass the existing radio frequency link used to operate the drone, including DJI drones, from the ground. And so, by doing that, they are ensuring data security. Now, this move follows what we mentioned last week, which is the Florida government banning the use of DJI drones for public safety agencies. Now, the device is expected to be compliant with NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act, which means that, potentially, it could turn a DJI drone into an NDAA-compliant drone. Now, it's going to be interesting to find out how this works with the current regulatory limitations and as to whether these limitations were, if they were truly based on the fact that DJI drones are a security risk or if they're not. So we'll find out more about this, but kudos to everyone at DroneSense for figuring this out. This could be, quite frankly, life-changing for a lot of public safety responders in Florida, potentially in Texas, Tennessee, and I forget the third state that is currently looking into making the same type of regulation that Florida is about to pass, or has passed, I should say. So this gives hope to some of these agencies that spend their budget and don't have the money right now to get new drones. So this will help ensure that altitude limits, no-fly zones, emergency landing sites, and even when the drone loses the connection, it still works, and then it would enable the drone to fly beyond visual line of sight when allowed, again, just like the previous story. So the device should be available later this year, and we'll let you know when we hear more. And that's it. I hope you enjoyed this one. As always, like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week.